RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
The eye care revolution is here. Time for the Wizard of Oz. Here's Dr. Robert Able Jr.
Welcome back, and we're going to discuss the finest or greatest eye surgeon in the world. Heck of a title. It's like the fastest gunslinger in Dodge, because as soon as you say it, the next one appears. But there's somebody who lets the blind see. And I thought I would start small and end big. I'll tell you a little bit first about my trips and then lead you to the master. 1983, I had the opportunity to go to Tunisia with Orbis, a flying eye plane. And we had some of the top surgeons in the world on the plane operating. And we taught the local doctors how to do our procedures. It was rather interesting because most of them spoke French, and so we had to speak in French. 1985, I went back to Tunisia, and with another friend of mine, we did cornea transplants, cataracts, refractive surgery, and I had to operate again in French. But this time, a couple more people were speaking English. Interestingly enough, by 1990, at a convention in the United States, 10 Tunisian physicians were there speaking English, that they had learned that American education was perhaps the most open and democratic in teaching new techniques. Earlier, I had been with a group called SEE, Eye Expeditions, in Mexico, and that was a real hands-on experience. It was more of sort of a barracks surgical procedure, but it was hands-on where you would do part and they would do part until they could do the whole thing. So I went back again in 88 because it was so gratifying. I was invited to Jordan in 1989 twice. The first time I brought eyes and helped start an eye bank with the king's cousin. Now, back with the Middle East breaking up, Hussein of Mecca's three sons took over. One was the king in Iraq before Saddam Hussein took over. And that king in Iraq's cousin was one of the people who helped start the eye bank. And the people, of course, picked up very quickly. In 1996, I went to India to Aravind Eye Hospital. Aravind Eye Hospital does 200 to 1,000 cataracts every morning. There are 15 beds and probably 10 surgeons. A couple use two beds and go back and forth. They make their own implants, but not all of the patients get them. So some people will have to pay to get an implant, but others who cannot pay do not get the intraocular lenses. During that trip, I visited the Tilanga Eye Institute and Dr. Sanduk Ruit in Nepal. I'll return to him later. Previously, I've worked in Israel, Italy, as a scrub nurse, and visited high important institutes in London and Paris, observing people who were creative in developing the lasers that after a while was approved by the FDA and came to the United States. On a diplomatic mission in 2009, I visited five Arab countries, Israel and Gaza. The situation in Gaza was deplorable, and even worse now because of the Israeli occupation. I was only able to deliver sunglasses and eye drops because the operating rooms were in disrepair. But my travels pale in comparison to the glorious work that Dr. Sanduk Ruit has done in Nepal. I arrived with my herbalist colleague Alan Tillotson and my son, a budding ophthalmologist. Lost baggage was instantly found at the insistence of Dr. Ruit. The next day, we visited him in the Eye Institute. I watched 35 cataract extractions in 3 hours and observed his amazing system. First group charted the patient, gave them eye drops, gave them shots around the eye. All were nurses over 35 because they thought they would lose accommodation. The people under 35 worked in the OR. Stretcher bearers brought the patients to one of three tables. Two were used by Dr. Ruit and one by a Swiss doctor training. The eye is prepped. A lid speculum was used to lift the lids. Assistant drops in sterile saline. Off he went. An incision and a flap in the capsule, which is his key. Fluid runs in from a side port, and the nucleus, or hard part of the lens, which is usually very dense in these people, was extruded through a small incision. Under air, he inserted an implant while saline was irrigated to irrigate the air out. There's one or no stitch because the incision was so small. Ointment was placed. The eye was patched. The eye had to be patched because the patient received a shot and wouldn't be able to move it. Later that day, the patch comes off and they see. Stretcher bearers replace the pole. Dr. Ruit moves to the next bed, repeats the process. At the end of the morning, there were 35 hard nuclei on his gown. He never changed his gown or gloves. He had such a low incidence of infection. He took the four corneas that I brought and used them all the next day. Dr. Jeffrey Tabin, an American ophthalmologist, started the Himalayan Cataract Project. He teaches the technique in the Moore and Eye Institute in Utah, the best in the West, with complication-free 98% success. In fact, one of America's top ophthalmologists went there to see if he could do a better job and could only do just as good as Dr. Ruit, but took more time and did not have the same equipment. Dr. Ruit does between 100,000 and 120,000 cataracts a year. That is the most any ophthalmologist in the world does. Half are free, half are pay. The paying ones help provide an implant for the others. Everyone gets an implant. Dr. Ruit trained in Aravind in India. He creates his own implants, $3 a piece, compared to $200 in the West. Even artificial eyes are made for $3 instead of $250. His technique is simple. He uses a microscope versus a million-dollar OR. The cost, the speed, the overhead are not only better than the West, but can be transported to remote areas and populations that have no idea and no access to eye care. I mean, that's what makes it amazing. He has gone to Tibet. He works 6 days a week and goes to Tibet for a week or two to do free eye surgery. He has other locations in Nepal. He teaches in other indigent areas that realize that this is the kind of model that a developing country needs to have access to excellent care. Cataracts are the leading cause of blindness in the world. There are at least 300 million people blind, most of which are cataract. There are another 285 million blind, or partially blind, according to the World Health Organization. Something needs to be done to make these people useful and to allow their families not to have to wait on them hand and foot. So we have the most amazing guy. Vitamin A deficiency was cured quickly, one of the diseases that cause blindness. Trachoma has nearly been eradicated. River blindness is on the way out because of the heroic efforts of Jimmy Carter and Merck Pharmaceutical Company. And now we have people like Dr. Ruit working on that last barrier that can be cured, how to get rid of cataracts. People aren't going to know about glaucoma and diabetic retinopathy or macular degeneration, but they can learn about sunglasses and cataract extraction. Dr. Tabin and Dr. Ruit started the cureblindness.org website. Cure, C-U-R-E, blindness.org, a great way to give a gift to somebody, is to make a $25 donation to cureblindness.org and help someone you will never meet see again and resume a normal life. It is amazing to see the finest eye surgeon in the world, acclaimed by even the Academy of Ophthalmology. There are others out there doing as much as they can do, but this guy, as a Buddhist, is doing it as a way of life and a way for others. I'm Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes, on RadioMD.com. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, visit my show page on RadioMD.com. Thank you for listening. Stay well, see well, and look forward to helping others. We all need to do that.